Hi everyone, Sainmin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mohammed, and here's what he has to say. Sainmin, can you do a video on female heads of state? Since women are always saying we can do better than men at running countries, because we're more caring and merciful, but when you look at historical figures, that isn't the case. Women like Queen Bloody Mary had thousands burned at the stake, and the Queen of Madagascar, Reina Vanola, who literally cut the population of her own country in half from 5 million to 2.5 million. Due to forced labor and straight up killing anyone that looked at her funny. And also in more recent times, the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, who forcefully sterilized millions of Indian citizens. Sainmin, it seems to me even though that the mass majority of tyrants throughout history are men, it's the women who committed the most heinous crimes probably just over emotions, where men tyrants do commit crimes just to consolidate power. Anyways, what are your thoughts, Sainmin? Well, Mohammed, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I personally met a few so-called female leaders in Canada. One was a 93-year-old woman named Hazel McCallion, the former mayor of Mississauga, the city next to Toronto, as well as the former mayor of Brampton, before she was disgraced for doing some illegal things and thrown out of office. She was then replaced by a new male mayor, Patrick Brown, who was once accused of sexual harassment, and it cost them the leadership of the Conservative Party in the province of Ontario, and probably the election. He would have become the equivalent of a U.S. state governor. Hazel, that mayor, that was 93 years old when she got into two car accidents. There was a scandal with her son getting some city contracts because, well, you know, his mother was the mayor after all. But everyone let that go because she was a sweet old lady. And not like Patrick Brown, who was accused of handling some hotties, which were later proven to be tied to the reporter that broke that fake news. But it doesn't matter, he was booted. But at least the female Brampton mayor was kicked out, though. So are female rulers tyrants with titties that act like overbearing mothers? In Germany, Merkel is gone, and everyone used to call her Mother Merkel. As for one of the women you mentioned, Mohammed, Reina Vanola from Madagascar, who is responsible for her population being cut in half, she overreacted to a bad situation. European colonialism was coming in, and she wouldn't let Europeans into her country. She forced her own subjects, the ones she didn't like, to march through a swamp where they would get bit by mosquitoes. And later die from some illness. Of course, you could use that typical female plausibility that it wasn't her fault. The mosquitoes had malaria and were bad when she asked everyone to march through that particular area. I have my fears for the future, where in 30 years women make up the majority of politicians at the current growth rate with regards to women taking office. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women ruling the world and blaming men for starting World War III when the President of the United States accidentally fumbles the nuclear football clown world show. It would be interesting to see percentage-wise the cases of corruption and military conflict based on sex and ruler. In fact, we do have information on this. I found an article called, Throughout History, Queens Were More Likely to Wage War Than Kings, which I put in the description. The article mentions that between 1480 and 1913, Europe's queens were 27% more likely than the kings to wage war. The article tries to understand why and doesn't really make any arguments that convince me. I think it all comes down to men being more biologically disposable, so women have less moral issues sending us to our deaths. Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of Defense under the man your mama calls Obama. And she's gone on record saying that the biggest victims of war are the women and children because they lose their husbands, fathers, brothers, and sons. Hillary Clinton also was laughing about Muammar Gaddafi, and she said, "We came, we saw, he died," or something along those lines. Almost as if she's implying that men's lives don't matter because we're disposable. If you're a weapons dealer and war profiteer and you hear that for 500 years of European history, women were 27% more likely to wage war, you'll probably be salivating at the thought of Kamala, the woman with the name that rhymes with Ramallah, becoming the next American president. I can't wait to see the look on Americans' faces as she becomes the next president because Sleepy Joe has an untimely dirt nap. Her husband is also well-connected in Silicon Valley as a lawyer. probably one of the reasons that she was brought in as vice president, to help Joe Correll's social media in his favor. Big tech social media is the propaganda arm of the Demo-rat party. She's sitting on the schwing-schwang of a husband that can influence it. As for women waging wars, in the past most lady-led wars led to the most territorial gains when compared to the male ones. Researchers had a theory that this is because women that went to war had husbands to help them. But it turns out that women that were also solo, unmarried rulers were just as aggressive warmongers. Women also tend to want a better lifestyle and riches, and it's never enough to satisfy them. Wars are almost always fought over resources and women's desire for endless stuff. The researchers also say that societies where women rule are usually ones where institutions are weak like the family. So it's no coinkydink that we're seeing the rise of women rulers and leaders in the West right now. We should also be asking the question, are women bigger tyrants than men? I've also heard stories about how men are worse than women and that no one can compare to the number of people that died in China during the Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong. But it looks as though it was his third wife, Jing Qing, that was responsible for the Cultural Revolution. She was so bad and destroyed China's cultural history that even the Communist Chinese Party threw her under the bang bus. I found an article that said this about her, and I quote, "After Mao's death in 1976, she and three other radicals who'd come to power in the revolution were singled out as the Gang of Four. Jiang was arrested and in 1977 expelled from the Communist Party. 3 years later, the Gang of Four were put on trial. Zhang was held responsible for provoking the turmoil and bloodshed of the revolution. And just so everyone knows, that's where tens of millions died. But she denied the charges and denounced China's leaders. She was also found guilty and sentenced to die. On January 25, 1983, exactly 2 years after she was condemned, the Chinese government commuted her sentence to life imprisonment. Ji won a shock. In 1991, she died in prison of an apparent suicide," unquote. I think that just looking at the direct carnage left behind female rulers is wrong. You need to look at the skirt hiding behind the scrotum. Whenever I see Klaus Schwab talking about the Great Reset, I think of that picture of him and his wife. His wife doesn't look happy in it at all, and I can't help but wonder if she's the one that wants us to eat bugs because she has daddy issues or something. If I ever met them in person, I'd make sure to charm her as if my life depends on it. Because if the Great Reset comes, she's going to be the 21st century equivalent of Mao's wife. The problem with women ruling either directly or indirectly is that they're more prone to falling for hedonism than men are. Positions of power bring wealth and extravagant lifestyles. The temptation is greater for women to want more and more, in my opinion. Once they get seduced by power, they're more likely to become narcissistic and start taking out that power on both men and women around them. We can see that in places like New Zealand and Taiwan, with female rulers, they were very quick to bring in medical apartheid. From my experience, women that get drunk off their power, no matter how small or great it is, use it to abuse men and women around them. I dated what I consider a few successful business leaders that had power over others as managers or executives. When I was with them, they were always trying to pull the dominance card and demand that I live the way they told me and behave appropriately. Unlike women that I dated that didn't have any power, they didn't really enjoy being dominated in bed and wanted to control the relationship the way that a man does. From personal experience, the less power and privilege a woman has, the more peaceful she is with their words. However, if you enjoy being with a powerful woman being dominated, then you just might be a self-hating simp. There's also the story of the Countess Elizabeth Bathory, a Hungarian noblewoman that was a serial killer killing hundreds of women and girls between 1590 and 1610. She was put into the Guinness World Book of Records as the most prolific female murderer. No one knows why she did it, but apparently she was rejected by a young man, and so instead of punishing the man, she punished all the women that he would have been attracted to instead. She probably couldn't dominate men sexually, so she did it with women. Are there bad warmongering male leaders out there that treat their public poorly? Yes, of course. Stalin and Hitler come to mind. But I can't really think of any virtuous female leaders that I've met in my life that didn't have a bone to pick with some man. My greatest fear is that someday we'll have a hot female president or prime minister with untold power. If she can sway both the male voters with her beauty and the female voters, if the first man is some gorgeous young 20-something Adonis on her arm, then men would vote for her beauty and women would vote for her lover's beauty to boot. Think of a 30-year-old Justin Trudeau being married to Ivanka Trump. A good-looking couple could easily rise to the top of the dominance hierarchy. Think of a guy like Steven Mnuchin and his wife Louise Linton. I bet the Trump appointed him as Treasury Secretary only because of his hot wife. Male politicians can use the attractiveness of their spouse to rise in power too. It's not just women like Kamala Harris using their sexuality to rise that top. As for Ranavala I of Madagascar, that you mentioned, Mohammed, she was ruthless. When her husband died, she had the remaining royal family, including the heir to the throne, killed. She even made sure that none of her own children would become the heir to her new throne. Obviously, she sounds like Stalin in a skirt. She fought the Europeans and opposed colonialism. And when she won a battle, she put their heads on pikes to show everyone her ruthlessness and strength. She wasn't loved. She was feared. She tortured and executed Christians. She was clearly crazy and made people she thought were disloyal eat several chicken skins and then vomit them up. If they didn't vomit all the chicken up immediately, they were considered unfaithful and then executed. This sounds like the hysteria that you'd see in something like the Salem witch trials. I think we're already in a society with mostly female leadership influencing it. Women prioritize safety and security over innovation and productivity. They make the emotional priority versus the rational. Our culture's become stagnant and sanitized, so it doesn't offend women anymore. We're in a world where women can't be criticized. Canadians should be careful about kicking out Justin Skippy Trudeau out of office, because we'll most likely have his deputy prime minister, Chrystiana Freeland, in power next, and she's already talking about cooking up schemes to separate Canadians from their money. Elizabeth Warren in the United States has also been against Bitcoin because she doesn't like it. But ironically, the US is now the biggest Bitcoin mining country in the world. Some women, like one female politician in Wyoming, is for it. Even Canada now has 10% of global hash power, after America's 35 to 45%. Bitcoin may well solve the issue of warfare regardless of if it's waged by men or women. Because with Bitcoin, you can't actually defeat your enemy and take it from them. I'm hopeful that the solution to bad female leadership is cryptocurrency. It imposes accountability, and if that happens, then I predict that less women will be interested in politics in the future because of the accountability that it brings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mohammed for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that you'll never get the image of Ivanka Trump smashing Justin Skippy Trudeau with a strap-on out of your mind ever again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that wage war and don't care about male disposability away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.